I can't help but laugh, at least on the inside, when I hear somebody say that they're self-made. And I would say the same thing too, back when I was a little bit more naive, and I truly believed that I did it. I was the one that made it, and I fought through all the problems and the naysayers and the issues to be self-made. And a lot of entrepreneurs think and feel this way. But when you sit back and you realize how many people have helped us along the way, how much knowledge and insight and experience that came from other people to help us do what we're doing, we quickly realize how much of a joke it is to think that you're self-made. If you're a whiz at Instagram, could you have done any of that without somebody else creating that platform? And the same with health and finances and everything else, that we take credit for what we did. Now, I'm not disparaging your success, because it's hard to do and it's rare. But self-made? I don't think so. And I often think back when I reflect, when I'm thinking specifically about gratitude and the people who've helped me, who've guided me, people that I've never met. Many of the time I sit and I'm so grateful that they shared their message and they put the time in to do the work that they did, because they taught me so much along the way and saved me so much time, so much headache, and earned me more money than I would have done on my own. One of those people is the late Zig Ziglar. I don't listen as much anymore, even though I should, but there was a period of time where I listened almost exclusively to his content, and it always put me in the right frame of mind, and there was always something that made me laugh and that made me learn. But one of the things that he put together that truly had a lasting impact was his Wheel of Life. And I know when I'm off track, when something's wrong, when I'm feeling out of balance, I can go back and I can look at that Wheel of Life and I can see immediately why it's off. And I'll discuss what was in it, but it was interesting because he said if anything is off in your Wheel of Life, it's kind of like a tire. If it's flat in one area, you're not going to be able to drive. So in the wheel were 7 components. 1 was career. 2 was financial. 3 was spiritual. 4 is physical. 5 is intellectual. 6 is family. And 7 is social. Now, it's not in that order. That's just how I listed it out when I wrote it down. So to have a healthy wheel that rolls around, you need all 7 of those filled up to really be living the life that you want to the fullest. Entrepreneurs particularly can struggle because when you're a driven entrepreneur, you can focus very much on the career and on the financial. And I'm sure as you look at those 7, you can tell which ones you have big strengths in and which ones you have big weaknesses in. At all times in my life, I've fallen behind on at least one at a time, often many of them, because you get so focused on 1 or 2 goals or 1 or 2 areas that unless you pay attention and focus on it, it's easy to forget some of them. How often do you see that person is so focused on their career that they gain 50 or 60 pounds, aren't sleeping well, and they're maybe distant with their family as well? Well, the person that's so good socially and focuses tremendously on their health, but they're not as faithful to their family, maybe to their faith as well, and maybe some others. Some of us can be so focused on our family life and our faith that we risk building our career or paying attention to our finances to make life better all around. And no matter what, when you have an imbalance, you notice something off with your life. If you're so driven on your career, you spend little to no social time with friends and just relaxing and having fun, you're kind of going to have a dull existence and pretty one-dimensional. Or the person that studies so hard on personal development and growth and getting better that they ignore their family and they ignore their health. Every way you go, there's a flat part of the tire if you aren't really intentional of focusing on all 7 of these areas at once. And we go where we're strong, so the easiest one for us often we become better at and we like doing it, so we focus on 1 or 2 of these areas most. I'm sure everybody listening can point to those. We could look as well to the ones that we don't do hardly ever or really neglect. I'm sure right now as you think of those, you know which 2 you're neglecting or almost ignoring. The reason why we have to do that is because the things that we are most focused on and we're most excellent at probably don't need as much attention because we're always going to go there. Driven entrepreneurs that struggle with family time because they're so focused on it don't really need as many career goals. They're going to do them anyway because that's what they think about a lot. But to be intentional with your kids, to be focused while you're with them, when you are that driven towards your career, that's what needs to get worked on. So I want an assignment for you today as we go into this weekend. List those out: career, financial, spiritual, physical, intellectual, family, and social. And list them out in terms of what you are the best at right now and what you are the worst at right now. I challenge you to set some goals in all of them, but most especially in the ones that you're weakest at. I would love to hear about the balance or the imbalance of how you're set up right now. Message me over at Total Life Freedom 1 on Instagram. I'd love to get your messages, hear about it, and see which way you're leaning on this and which is where you need the most help. So check out Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life. Check out some of his books. See You at the Top, Secrets of Closing the Sale. There's so many amazing ones. Figure out your Wheel of Life, and I will be back with you tomorrow.